Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Happy holidays. It's Francisco Rojas. Just a couple of days before Christmas Day. But if you don't celebrate Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and anything else that I am leaving out, I apologize. But those are the three I think I know of. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas. But maybe I'm leaving some out. And regardless, happy holidays. And stay tuned in a couple days. I will have a Phillies Today Christmas edition because I'll be. That's my next scheduled one. But also stay tuned for the next couple of days as the others take you through some great content for the channel. And we've been moving with a lot of news the last couple of weeks. We had Kyle Schwarber re-signed, and then had other news in the NL East with like Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso. And now we had somebody that maybe we thought would be traded since Dave Dombrowski's exit press conference. Maybe there was some tension there. And just about, I want to say like a week ago, Matt Gelb reports that, or was it Passan? It was Jeff Passan. Yeah, it was Jeff Passan in one of his notes that Matt Strom was likely to be traded. And here we are, and that he reports that. And a day later, Matt Strom is traded. Matt Strom is traded to the Kansas City Royals, where he was originally drafted, spent the first few years of his major league career. They trade him back to Kansas City for Jonathan Bolin, who not very well known, wasn't like a top prospect as far as I know. Maybe there's something I missed. But Jonathan Bolin, righty reliever, that's been with the Royals, for the first few years of his major league career. And he's 29 years old, has been with Kansas City the last three seasons. I guess had his first full year for the most part last year in 44 innings of work, an ERA under 4. And so the Phils make that move. No more Matt Strom. They acquire Kyle Backus a little later in the day, I believe it was, and this is on Friday, by the way. Kyle Backus from the Diamondbacks, lefty reliever, and in exchange for minor league outfielder Avery Owusu-Aisiedu. I think you said your name right. I apologize. And so they make that deal. And then earlier today, I'm recording this Monday night, earlier in the day today, they make a move for a former NL East reliever as well, Zach Pop, who throws his arsenal's a sinker, slider, and cutter. Sinker reaches up to about 96, or averages out at 96, can throw towards triple digits. And so they get Zach Pop, and they have completely, and this is, you know, all after they signed Brad Keller too as well, which I think a lot of us have liked that signing. And now they have a very interesting bullpen, I would say. Definitely a new look to it. And definitely a lot of interesting things going into the season now with the bullpen. We have a certified closer, I mean, going into the season for the first time and, you know, like since Lidge. And now you have Yoan Duran, Jose Alvarado, Brad Keller, Orion Kerkering, Tanner Banks, Jonathan Bolin, Zach Pop, and Zach McCambly. That's what Fangraphs has as our set bullpen at the moment. But maybe Zach Pop's going to have to potentially, you know, compete for a spot on this, in this bullpen. I mean, Backus, Bolin, like these guys are gonna have to, you know, potentially compete for a spot. But man, there's a lot that has gone on with this bullpen the last, you know, 3 or 4 days, especially now after they go out and get Zach Pop. And here's my thing. I mean, my first biggest takeaway was that, boy, there must have been some I don't know if bad blood's the right term. I think it was just more, there was, you know, I was reading a Matt Gelb article earlier today, and there it seemed like there was some tension between Matt Strom and some of the coaches or the bullpen. And here it is, actually just found it real quick from Gelb's article from a couple of days ago. So the Phillies fielded calls on all three of their lefty relievers, Jose Alvarado and Tanner Banks included, but were intent on moving Strom, team sources said. Strom clashed with coaches and team officials. He was never afraid to voice his opinion on how the bullpen was managed in clubhouse dynamics. A productive three-year relationship had run its course with the growing friction between the two sides. So I don't want to say like bad blood. Is that really the term? Probably not bad blood. But I mean, there was definitely friction there, you know, according to Gelb from this report. And again, my biggest takeaway is that the Phillies really must have had it with Strom if they were, you know, to deal him, because I mean, look, like Strom wasn't as good last year as he was the year before for the Phillies. I mean, he had a career year for the Phillies in 2024. I mean, had an ERA under 2. His strikeout percentage was an all-time high. You know, every metric was, you know, everything was an all-time high. Pretty much every stat for him was a career high. I mean, it was an elite season. And then last year he wasn't as good as he was in 2024, but he was still really good. And the first year he was here as well, he was at minimum solid. He was pretty good reliever. So my point being, and it's not like Strom was, you know, old. I mean, at 34, so I guess actually I didn't realize 34, but still not like old. It's not like he was like, didn't feel like he was losing it. I know he might have had velocity issues last year, but at the same time, I don't know. It just didn't feel like my initial reaction was, and by the way, his fastball was like a mile per hour, you know, lower than it was the year before. So velocity was off a little bit, but the sinker was actually, yeah. All right. So I mean, whatever, but still like, it's just one of those things where it was like, wow, they really must have, because again, like the bullpen is now, to me, like I know we'll see what happens with Pop and Bolin and Backus too. We'll see. Maybe they're gonna throw some darts here with some of these guys. Maybe there's something they can do to unlock them. It's still like, to me, it's still, it has the potential to be a good bullpen still, definitely a good bullpen. But I mean, I was really excited to what it was going to be with Strom, you know, after adding Keller to the mix. Like I was like, oh, this can be like one of the best bullpens in the National League potentially. And again, like for the Phillies, it really must have, it must have been like, this is really becoming a problem. He just can't be on the team anymore. Almost like a Castellanos type of thing, because I mean, they're going to cut ties with Castellanos, especially because Adolis Garcia is going to be the starting right fielder. So I guess maybe how they feel with Strom and Castellanos is like, we really have just about had it with these guys, you know, with their personalities maybe, or them clashing. And, you know, we had Castellanos last year after, you know, clashing with Thompson in Miami, and then him saying what he said, you know, later in the season post game about their relationship and about how Topper can be, you know, communicating with his players. So maybe it's the same thing with Strom, similar to Castellanos, where it was like, okay, we've just about had it with what this guy is doing, you know, maybe what people aren't seeing. And it's just worth it just to cut ties with them. I look at their bullpen, and I'm like, wow, no Strom, they're a worse bullpen. Like, still now, even after you add a couple of these guys, I'm like, oh, they're, I don't know, maybe they've gotten a bunch of these guys and they're just going to throw darts and see what works. And maybe maybe that works, because, I mean, bullpen relievers can be year-to-year guys. They can be year-to-year guys. Well, we've seen it. That's new with the Dodgers now, Edwin Diaz. I mean, Edwin Diaz has had up and down seasons in Seattle, up and down seasons with New York. And, I mean, we've seen it with a bunch of guys, even Jose Alvarado to a certain extent. I mean, ooh, it looks like they're going to have more trust, try to have more faith in Jose Alvarado, even after last year with the whole PED thing. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Still, again, I walk away from it. I'm like, okay, you know, Dombo, front office, coaching staff. I mean, I'm going to trust you and say, like, this must have been really worth it. Not to say Matt Strom is you know, one of the best relievers in the game. I don't know about that, but he's been one of the better lefty relievers in the sport over the last couple of years, and that is a fact. I know that he maybe has not been clutch in the playoffs, and I know, I get it. I value that too, of course. But, like, let's just be objective. Over the last couple of years, you know, over the last 3 years, he's been one of the better lefty relievers in baseball results-wise. He just has. So, and you got to give him props where you give him props. So, all I'm saying is that this, I'm just going to try and trust the Phillies and say, okay, like, this must have been an issue. This is, like, with Castellanos, it's, okay, maybe behind closed
doors. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Closed doors, maybe they've had it with Castellanos. But with Castellanos, it's at least like, okay, well, you cut ties with a guy that's, you know, underperformed here since he's got to Philadelphia. He literally, his wins above replacement, I think since he's gotten to Philadelphia, is either not even, it might be negative. I think he's been worth 1.3 war. Okay, so it's not negative, but 1.3 war is not good. In 4 years, he has not been a good player here. He's had good stretches, but he has not been a good player. Maybe his 2023 year was, you know, pretty good. But besides that, inconsistent and has not been a valuable player here. And has not lived up to the money that he was supposed to, you know, supposed to be playing for here. So, I just think, look, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. My biggest takeaway was, you know, after all this was like, look, still a good bullpen, but not as excited about the bullpen as I was before, Strom was traded. So we'll see. All I'll say is we'll see. We'll see. And I'm just going to go again. Last time I'm going to say, I'm just going to go here and trust the Phils. Just going to go here and trust the Phils on this move. Going to try my best. All right, next thing here. JT Realmuto. Some reports here from Matt Gelb that the Phils and Realmuto are locked in a standoff at the moment. There's been various multi-year offers that the Phillies have made to JT Realmuto. But now, considering they're in a standoff and they're not sure what's going to happen here, Phils have apparently pursued trade alternatives. I don't know exactly what trade alternatives they're looking at right now. But this is the first time it's been reported that maybe the Phils do go in another direction. And this is right from Matt Gelb in that same article I read to you about Matt Strom earlier. I'll say this, and straight off the bat, I think I'm not breaking any news to anybody here. I still think, like, they're going to get a deal done. You know, maybe this is just to get some leverage for JT. I still think it's probably going to be, I feel like it's going to be a three-year deal when it comes down to it, like 3 year, $35 million, something like that, maybe like 38, somewhere around there. I still feel like that's what's going to happen. And I still think I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with that. But it is interesting. It is interesting. It's something to monitor now. I don't really, you know, one trade idea I've seen. They wouldn't pivot to another free agent. I mean, the next one's Victor Caratini, and Caratini is same age and just not as productive even as JT has been, even in a couple of down years, the last few seasons. So I don't know about Caratini. I don't know about signing another free agent. Maybe they try to make a trade happen, like they're talking about trade alternatives here. Maybe you try to make something happen, like a Carson Kelly I've seen out there from Chicago. I mean, Kelly started the year really good with the Cubs last year. He's hit 17 and 18 home runs a couple of different times. I believe he hit 17 last year. I think he might have started off the year like super hot in the first couple of months, but he had like an 1,100 OPS like the first 2 months. But he kind of cooled off a little bit, ended the year with, but ended up the year with good numbers, 111 games, 17 homers, had a 761 OPS, good for a 119 OPS plus, set up, you know, almost a 4 WAR. It's good numbers that's what you want your starting catcher to be. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you look at the rest of his numbers earlier in his career. He's kind of not necessarily had all the best luck of staying healthy. He's had, you know, multiple different injuries, you know, from 2021 to 2023. And I don't know. Kelly could be somebody that they pivot to for a trade alternative. Obviously, a lot of people think about Adley. I know not necessarily like a huge real concrete reason on it. I just don't. The Orioles have been weird. The Orioles have been very weird. Like the Shane Baz trade is fine. Maybe they. I think Shane Baz has a lot of talent, but it's still like a weird. You figure they go after somebody like Framber or Ranger and get somebody off free agency. Point being, like, I don't know. You know, they traded Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward, and then they signed Pete Alonso, which I like the Alonso signing, and then they trade for Shane Baz. I don't know. All I have to say about the Adley thing, like, I can't really tell with the Orioles what they would do if they would make that type of deal. Because maybe it would probably be smart for them just because they have Sam Basalo waiting in the wings. And he's also supposed to be a future catcher. I don't know. So I really can't give you a concrete reason about Adley. Like, maybe in some sense of, for them to be sensible, they would trade him, but it just doesn't feel like they would. It just doesn't feel like they are. Maybe we'll be talking about this differently come the deadline. But Carson Kelly, I've seen thrown out there. He's somebody that potentially could be, you know, the Phillies could trade for. But I still think at the end of the day, JT is going to be signed by the Phillies. Still think at the end of the day, the pitching staff likes him. Leadership in the clubhouse, you know, has all that. And obviously Bryce Harper likes him a lot. I'm sure he's well liked by his other teammates as well. It just doesn't feel that way. I mean, does it feel that way to you guys? Like, does it feel like, even with these reports about the standoff and about the maybe pursuing trade alternatives, could be leverage either way? So we'll see, man. But I still think this is really nothing to really maybe monitor a little bit. But like, this is nothing to be like, oh wow, we should be paying attention to this. A couple other things to note: the Phillies signed Christian Cairo. I believe he's the son of Miguel Cairo. I believe he is the son of the Miguel Cairo from way back in the day. He was. And so the Phillies signed him to a contract. Happy birthday, Steve Carlton, lefty. One of the best to ever do it. He's 81 years old. So happy birthday to Steve Carlton. And, four-time Cy Young winner, Hall of Famer, one of the best pitchers of all time, let's be honest. Do I need to say one of the best lefty pitchers of all time? No. One of the best to ever do it, Steve Carlton, and the best Phillies pitcher to ever do it in a Phillies uniform, Steve Carlton. All right, around MLB, before we get you out of here, and we'll get you to Christmas, and then I'll be back Christmas to do an episode. But transactions to note around Major League Baseball, there's been a lot since the last time I was on. Today, Jeff McNeil traded to the Vegas A's, but still just the Athletics. Almost wanted to say Oakland. I didn't, but it's the Athletics. Jeff McNeil has traded the A's. Munetaka Murakami, maybe, you know, some Phils fans were looking at him to be a Philly potentially, but he's not. He signed a 2-year, $34 million contract with the White Sox. I don't think anyone really expected that. I think Kylie McDaniel from ESPN might have kind of called that a little bit, but I don't even think he projected a 2-year deal. I mean, some people were expecting them to get like three-digit figures in the millions, but he does not get that. He gets a 2-year, $34 million contract with the White Sox. So maybe a lot of skepticism from other MLB teams as he signs with Chicago. The Pope is happy. The Padres signed Sung Mun Song to a 4-year, $15 million deal. Red Sox traded for Wilson Contreras, so any trade ideas the Phils had, maybe for Wilson Contreras, not happening. He was traded to Boston. Tigers re-signed Kyle Finnegan, the former National. He was traded over at the deadline to Detroit, and now he re-signs with Detroit on a 2-year, $19 million deal. I mentioned Orioles traded for Shane Baz. They traded away 4 prospects for Shane Baz. Brandon Lau was involved in a 3-team trade where he ends up with the Pittsburgh Pirates at 31 homers last year, had a 39 homer season a couple of years ago. Pirates getting a lot of power from second baseman Brandon Lau. And then Michael King returning to the Padres on a 3-year deal worth $75 million with opt outs after the first few seasons. So that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. I hope you all enjoy your holidays. I hope you all enjoy your time with your families. You know, be safe. Be thankful for I was almost going to do a Thanksgiving thing, but be thankful for, you know, the people you have with you, the people you have around you, and all that stuff. Just be thankful. This is a to me, one of the best times of year, and just enjoy it. And let me know what you thought of any of the things that we talked about on today's pod. the Strom trade, how the bullpen's looking, adding Zach Pop, adding those other relievers, the JT stuff, and maybe even some of these deals around Major League Baseball. So let me know. It's been another edition of Phillies Today right here on Phillies 24/7. Francisco Rojas, I'll talk to you guys soon. Happy holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.